brought to you by Penguin.
Japanese Ghost Stories by Lafcadio Hearn. Read by Eleanor Matsura.
Introduction. Whoever pretends not to believe in ghosts of any sort lies to his own heart. Every man is haunted by ghosts, though most of us, poets excepted, are unwilling to confess the acquaintance. Lafcadio Hearn, The Eternal Haunter. Few writers have been as permeated by horror as Patrick Lafcadio Hearn. Successful ghost story writing probably requires a certain interaction between the writer's subject and his or her own personality. What makes Hearn particularly interesting is that not only was his mind dominated by horror from an early age, but that, to a perhaps unparalleled extent, he laid bare the roots of this phenomenon himself in his later writing. Freudian analysis is redundant when the subject is so obliging. It was in Japan, where Hearn lived for the last 14 years of his life, that this fascination with horror and the ghostly found its fullest artistic expression. In the ghost stories that Hearn published at the end of the 19th century and the start of the 20th, he drew on traditional Japanese folklore, infused with memories of his own turbulent childhood, to create narratives of striking and eerie power. These kwaidan, or Japanese ghost stories, are today regarded in Japan as classics in their own right. Early life. Hearn's literary interest in horror and the ghostly was intimately tied up with the strange circumstances of his early life. He was born on the 27th of June, 1850, on the Ionian island of Lefkada, or Leftkas, off the west coast of Greece, to Charles Bush Hearn, an Irish officer-surgeon in the British Army, and Rosa Antonia Casimati, a native of the remote island of Kythira, where his parents had met in the late 1840s. Charles was serving as a surgeon with the army garrison, enforcing de facto British control over the nominally independent United States of the Ionian Islands, a protectorate of the United Kingdom from 1815 until their absorption into the Greek state in 1864. Unlike mainland Greece, which had been under Turkish domination for centuries, the Ionian Islands had previously been under Venetian rule, and so had felt the influence of Western developments, such as the Renaissance and the Reformation, more strongly. The upper classes spoke the distinct Venetian language, which Rosa may have spoken, together with Greek. She seems to have been illiterate, notwithstanding her upper-class birth, and the fact that the British had established an educational system for both girls and boys on the island. Rosa and Charles' first son, George Robert, was born in July 1849, but died in August the following year. Patrick Lafcadio was born after his parents had moved to Lefkada, from which his middle name derives, by which time they had married, just before his father transferred with his regiment to the West Indies. He left his wife and infant son behind on Lefkada. 2 years later, Rosa arrived in Dublin with her son and stayed with her mother-in-law at 48 Lower Gardiner Street. In late 1853, Charles returned from the West Indies and stayed for 6 months in Dublin before departing in March 1854 to participate in the Crimean War. While in Dublin, he rekindled a former romance with a woman who had become his second wife, and Rosa departed, pregnant, to Kythira in mid-1854. She and Charles had agreed to terminate their marriage, and Rosa was subsequently paid a considerable sum of money as part of the settlement. Patrick Lafcadio remained in Dublin under the care of a well-off widowed great-aunt, Mrs. Sarah Brennane. He never saw his mother again. Nor did he see his father after 1857, when Charles Hearn left Ireland for a posting in India with his new wife. Despite having been abandoned by both parents, Patrick Lafcadio grew up in privileged, upper-middle-class circumstances, surrounded by servants and the trappings of wealth. Records going back to the early 18th century show the Hearns as having a tradition of land ownership, education at Trinity College Dublin, service to the minority Protestant Church of Ireland, and to the officer corps of the British Army. They also had significant artistic tendencies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?